Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. We'll get to winners and losers here in a moment. A couple of things that kind of looking at the news. Obviously, one of the big things in pro football is the new hiring of a new coach in Mike Vrabel. He's now the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Typically, you would have thought with a team that had a losing record, you would have a new head coach. Why exactly would you fire your coach after getting to the playoffs and getting yourself to play, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots? Why would you fire your head coach and then bring in a rookie head coach?
The reason why is because owners...
I'd love to know.
The CEO, the owners, want you to run it their way.
Uh-huh.
I believe after the win against Kansas City, at halftime, there's a little like, we want you to let this guy go, that guy go. And he said, okay, I'll think about it. They end up coming back. He kind of shares, you know, hey, look how far we made it. And they said, yeah, we still want you to let him go, the offensive coordinator. I forget his name. And he wouldn't do it. So they said, you're gone as well.
Huh. The more you know. So another story that I just kind of saw that popped up, Rashawn Salaam, a former Heisman Trophy winner, has sold his Heisman Trophy
for a lot.
Yeah. Obviously, he was a former running back, and unfortunately, passed away was ruled a suicide.
He was, yeah.
A few years ago. Fetched his Heisman Trophy, fetched almost $400,000 at auction. And it's a record price for the award. First off, I had no idea that apparently people are keeping stats on selling their Heisman Trophy or auctioning it off.
Yeah, I don't. I know. I mean, they're still looking for Reggie Bush's. He hid that somewhere to the point where, because he doesn't want to give it back after his violations.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess it's a problem for people. They need to make a smaller one, not just that big giant one that's heavy. It's hard to put around your flowers and stuff you have in your homes.
you don't put it in the garden or something like that?
Yeah, you could, but it's, you know, then it gets rusty and you gotta have someone clean it. It's like, come on, just go ahead and sell it.
The good thing about it, and they're ruining it on the bottom part of ESPN right now, is that with all that money, it's actually being raised. The money is being raised for funds for the CTE-related medical research in Rashawn Salaam's memory. So there's good that's coming out of it, at least.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, oh, the family needs money, so we've got to resort to selling, you know, auctioning off his Heisman Trophy.
Right, and I think I talked about a little bit about how he, you know, people at when he won the Heisman, it ensures him to pretty much ask for help anytime he's needed from the Heisman folks.
Right.
That's why there's a problem going on between the members of who run the Heisman and, you know, all those members in there. And because he obviously didn't know he could have reached out for help when he probably needed it the most. And it's great to see that that money is going to go toward something that obviously needs a lot of research, because football's still playing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch the games today. And obviously, there's a lot of players who, you know, have been affected by this over their entire career.
The record before was the Heisman Trophy from 1941. Bruce P. Smith, his sold for $395,240. O.J. Smith, I forgot that he won the Heisman, actually. He sold his at auction in 99 for $255,000. Charles White in 2000, $184,000. And Paul Hornung, the 1956 Heisman Trophy winner, auctioned this off for $250,000 back in 2000. Another big thing that I kind of want to touch base with, obviously, the college football season is basically officially wrapped up now with all like the Senior Bowls, the Shrine Bowl. One more next week.
Yeah, one more next Saturday. If it's not the Shrine, what was played yesterday?
Yesterday, I think, was the... I thought it was the Shrine Bowl, the East-West Shrine Bowl.
There is one more next week, I didn't know.
Because you got the Collegiate Bowl was played yesterday.
Yep. And then at the same time, they were playing another game. It was just a half hour later.
Yeah. One of the big things that was kind of brought up that I noticed on Twitter was John O'Korn played in one of the Senior Bowl games and threw an interception. Just kind of food for thought there. Just putting that out there. And with that, I segue to winners and losers. We obviously know how this runs down. We all pick a winner. Why it is. We can't have the same. Same with the losers. And we kind of make fun of the losers at the same time. So, Tonio, who is your winner?
My winner is going to be the professional tennis players Gael Monfils and Novak Djokovic.
Okay.
This week they were playing in the Australian Open, which is hosted down in Melbourne, Australia. And the temperature, the air temperature, was above 40 degrees Celsius, which is, converting to Fahrenheit, that is 104 degrees. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that was the air temperature, right? And so when you add in the court and the stands, the radiation from that was 69 degrees Celsius, which is 156 degrees Fahrenheit.
No.
And they didn't cancel the match. The umpire, when it gets above 40 degrees Celsius, the umpire has like jurisdiction to say, okay, we're just going to end it because this is just too hot. And the umpire decided not to because he didn't want to give an unfair advantage to like other players, which is ridiculous. I mean, you could see that the players were in pain, like, and uncomfortable, and like that is just not safe. So my hat's off to them for playing through that.
Yeah. Obviously the court judge must have had money on this one. He did not want to lose money because he decided to call the game.
That's hot.
That is hot. That is hot. Yeah, 69 Celsius. That's hot. Yeah.
Like that's almost hot. like if it was 69 Fahrenheit, that's like getting warm. And then you convert the unit.
This is coming from a guy who wears shorts here in the winter, too. So
not, I mean, not anymore. The last 2 weeks, he's
that's right.
Broke that record.
He snapped the streak. So, Tonio, who is your loser?
My loser is going to be the future prospects for football.
Uh-oh.
Because this week, a Boston University study found that the CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is the serious, you know, the serious health issue that we've been seeing a lot with former professional athletes, specifically former professional football players, that causes a whole lot of problems, it seems, has now been linked to not just concussions, but just repeated head injuries, repeated hits to the head, which basically describes football season and practices to a T, as far as I can see. So I think, you know, the NFL, college football, high school football, Pop Warner, I think all of these brands of football have probably are going to be having some issues with this down the line, not only from lawsuits, but just from like having people who want to play the game, knowing the risks that are involved and the serious health, you know, factors and issues that are at play here.
Football time. Time for football.
All right, so I'm going to send it to Jay-Z. Give me your winner.
My winner has to be Glenn Rice. Why? Because he's been great about the whole situation. Caitlin Flattery went ahead and passed his scoring record, breaking men's and women's. She's the all-time leading scorer in hoops, men's and women's combined. And obviously today he'll be honored, as well as she will be honored, at the Michigan basketball game that will take place at noon. And, yeah, he even said earlier today that he's looking forward to meeting her, as she broke his record. So I think it's great to see someone like that. And instead of holding on to, you know, saying, oh, no, I can't have this happen. I can't have anyone do this to me. He's been great about the whole situation, obviously, today. I don't know if they're going to, like, hang a banner for him saying, this is how many points you have, and then instantly go, oh, she beat it, and hang up hers. But I thought, yeah, it's great to be able to have that for Glenn Rice and for Caitlin.
That is good. That's good to see that. And, yeah, I mean, it's great to see that, that Glenn, you know, is humble about it. That's cool to see.
And your loser.
Well, everything to do with Michigan State, as far as, you know, all these ladies have come forward, and I've said this on every show I've been on, how many didn't come forward as of yet? And not only, and the president, I think there needs, you know, I called that out before our New Year's show, is there has to be more people that knew about this. You know, he was allowed to come back and still do the same thing he was doing all along.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he didn't even think, oh, well, I should stop doing this. No, he went along with it and kept abusing these women. And And now he, you know, he said in the courtroom that he doesn't want to hear it because it's just too much for him. Well, guess what? This is you ruined. I'm going to say
you made
at least
that bad.
Yeah, you ruined probably 200, if not more, women's lives that they now have to deal with this. And now, yeah, the president's behind. And I say, okay, until you give me a connection that goes all the way there and shows me the president, then I can say somewhat. But please don't have her, you know, don't have her anywhere close to it. Find that connection. I'm sure there are people looking for it. And when they do, then. But you don't have her on record anywhere saying, you know, that she should be standing up for the university. And as far as the coaches are, you know, the coaches are right there with them. No, they should recuse, you know, just stay out of it. Stay out of it. Babbitt, who's your winner?
My winner is going to be Coach K. Now, we talked about how he just got
Kim
the number.
Kim Burns or Rico?
Coach Michael Krzyzewski.
That's what I wanted to hear.
So we talked about, obviously, how he signed Zion Williamson, the number two recruit in the country, and also how he'd sign, you know, for the top 10 prospects for next year. So that would be the second straight year that he has done that. He did it last year as well, and he's also gotten the top. Now it's assumed that he's going to have the top recruiting class next year, so that would make four out of the last 5 years for Coach K. He's also landed 11 top three prospects since 07. And let's see. And not to mention, I mean, all of those guys have pretty much been pros. If they haven't been one and done, they've stayed a year or two, and they're in the league. So Coach K has been dominating on the recruiting trail. He's the winner after getting the top three and, again, the top four of the top 10 for next year.
All right. And how many national champions? I don't watch college basketball because he's obviously, because of those recruits, have won every national championship. So, Babbitt, who's your loser then?
My loser is going to be the Air Force Academy.
What?
Because
wow.
Of, yeah, because of the
wow, calling out the...
Well, no, because of the government shutdown that's taking place, they have canceled all athletic events. The biggest ones being, you know, obviously men's and women's basketball. Those have been canceled. I believe the men's had a game yesterday that they had, you know, that was obviously canceled. So, unfortunately, it's not. I'm not sure what Navy and Army will do, but Air Force is already they're already canceling all their athletic events until, you know, this whole government shutdown ends. So, that's my loser. Miz, we'll wrap it up with you. Who is your winner?
My winner is Pita Tufatofoa. I did not sneeze there. If you remember the 2016 Summer Olympics, he was the shirtless Tongan flag bearer that every woman in America was like, oh my God, I love Tongan
woman.
Player. Every woman loved
and
it.
Josh Zinke.
And Josh Zinke, okay. Well, he has qualified for cross-country skiing in the upcoming Winter Olympics. He posted to Instagram. He basically qualified like on the last day to take part in the festivities over in South Korea. So best of luck to him, and hopefully he's got enough baby oil for it.
All right, and your loser?
My loser this week has got to be the Pistons. You're on a four-game losing streak. You're now on the outside of the playoffs. And also LeBron James for kind of downplaying the whole, like, our team sucks. Your team doesn't suck. You're currently third place in the Eastern Conference.
What's your best tennis grunt, Miz? With
oh!
All right, because we have about 45 seconds. Mine's going to be, oh! Antonio, okay. Do you have one?
Antonio. That's it?
Ah!
Jay-Z, that was weak.
Babs, yours.
Best tennis grunts.
All right, coming up next, it is the IMG coverage of men's basketball. They take on Rutgers at the Chrysler Center. Keep it locked here or head on down there. Check the game out. And apparently Jay-Z is just owing it up over there.
Tennis grunts.
Thanks for tuning in. And right afterwards, AFC-NFC championship game here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket, Ann Arbor, Cumulus, Station.